addition to thanking you all, I want to thank the sponsors that keep live art going. Ongoing sponsorships include Play It Again Sam Music, The Wood Art Gallery, and don't forget, great music there this Thursday night at The Wood with a couple of folks that I've met in the past, Lisa Goodkin, along with Greg Anderson playing there on Thursday night. Betsy's Bed and Breakfast, and don't forget, tonight's concert sponsored by The Point. Special thanks to those Crossroads guys, Tim Downey and Mark Hauser. Susan's Kitchen, providing some great food backstage. Sorry you couldn't join me back there. Vermont Arts Council and the City of Montpelier. All right, I think that gets us caught up. And special thanks, a special sponsor for tonight's show, the Northfield Savings Bank. All right, a lot of bankers out there. All right, I'm just about done rambling on. I'm not going to give a very long introduction to this gentleman. I was looking through some notes on Bela, and if he had to apply for a job, he'd have a tough time getting it because he couldn't put everything on one page on his resume. He would need a couple of briefcases just to mention the people that he's played with. He's got a new album coming up with a lot of great people on it, including Sean Colvin, Adrian DeLue, Edgar Meyer, and his partner tonight, Sandeep Burman. He's played with David Grisman a number of times. He's played with Jerry, not the ice cream guy. And we're very welcome and very happy. Let's have a big live art welcome for Bela Black.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. This is kind of a cultural experiment we're going to conduct here tonight. Sandeep is tuning a tabla with a hammer, which I used to do to my banjos, but I destroyed them all, so I had to get a new one. Thank you. People are hearing the tabla for the first time. By the way, the plural for tabla is tabla. And in tabla playing, as if I should be talking to you about it when he's sitting here, but every sound that he makes with his hand, every different sound has a syllable that he has to learn to speak before he can play the tabla, so everything he can do on the tabla he can sing or speak, so I'm going to ask him to demonstrate that to start off this next piece, which is in time signature of 5-8. What do you call that?
Chapta.
That means 5-8.
Then tatto, tatto, ta, takita din, takita din, takita din, takita din, takita din, takita din, takita din,
you, thank you, thank you. We're going to do a tune now that I learned when I was on tour with the Newgrass Revival, and we were... Thank you. Those were good days. We had a period where we did a lot of gigs around the world for the State Department, kind of a strange propaganda department that I think it's gone now. I don't think they do that anymore, but they used to send bands from America, like might be jazz band or a bluegrass band or a dance group, all around the world to play in embassies and do cultural presentations and stuff like that. So anyway, we were in Turkey one time, and we played a gig, and after the show, I asked if I could meet a Turkish musician, and so I got to go to this great konun player's house. A konun is like a hammer dulcimer with little levers. You change the pitch while you're playing, so because I don't know why. And I have all these semitones, and they're not, you know, anyway. So I go to this guy's house, and he doesn't speak any English at all, and I don't speak any Turkish, but he has this large bottle of Scotch whiskey on the table. And all I remember is this tune that we're gonna try to play right now. His name is Hilmi Rit. Thank you. This is my sitar banjo, by the way. We're gonna do a tune from Left of Cool Flecktone album. Slow it down a little bit. Thank you. serious for a second here. I'm going to ask Sandeep to demonstrate a more complex time signature that I'm just learning about. Is this 17? 8.5.
What? 34, 8.5, 4.25. However you want.
Want a little bit of light in the audience? Is there someone who could do that?
I cannot see anybody's face. If I made mistake, then I want to see face.
See, in India, if he's playing 8.5 and he doesn't come out on the right beat, they throw rotten fruit at him. So he at least wants to see if anybody makes a face.
Now it looks like India. Oh, yes. Then, tadakata, then, na, tun, na, then, na, then, na. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and half. Then, tadakata, then, na, tun, na, then, na, then, na, then, tadakata, then.
Then,
Hangsadhwani. In Indian music, there is two main elements, the melody and the rhythm. The melody, we call it as a raga structure, and rhythm we call as a tala. And we have different kind of rhythm, 16, 7, 9, 8 and a half, 5 and a quarter, the meter. And every meter has a different name, and we have different kind of melody, different kind of ascending, descending scale, and it has its own name. He's going to play the Raga Hangsadhwani based on Tintal. The composition, after he finishes solo, it's a devotional song, pray to Lord Ganesh. And every raga has a three major section, the ballad section called Alap. After Alap, there is another section called Jor, where you start the tempo but without tabla, and the next section called Jhala, where you finished your solo and then you start the composition. So please listen, Raga Hangsadhwani. Thank you. I hope you like it.
Me too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't need him anymore. This is only the fourth day. Come on. You gonna try the devotional song now?
Thank you.
How you guys holding up? Everybody okay? Well, I've been working kind of hard. Now I think Sandeep should suffer a little bit. And do a tune that we used to do in the Newgrass Revival. And one of the things that Indians often don't do is change talas or rhythms during the song. Usually they'll hold the rhythm and do 60 million incredible things with it. And around here sometimes we'll just, because we don't have 60 million things we can do, we'll just change the rhythm to do something. And this is a good example of that. It's a tune called Metric Lips. It goes from, what's the first group? 13 and a half to six?
It was first 7-7-6, and then we, nowadays we played direct 7-7-7-6 without changing any tempo. So the solo would be on 13 and a half.
So we're going to go from that to some other things. Yeah.
Thank you.
Listen, everybody. Thank you for listening. Had a great time playing for you. Thank you. We're going to do... Sorry, we're just having a little discussion up here. Thanks for thanks for bearing with us on this whole evening of musical experiments. Really appreciate you guys being here. Now, I grew up in New York City, and so I'm a Yankee, and ended up playing a lot of bluegrass music, which would be Southern music. And Sandeep is from the northern part of India, and I wanted to see what he would do with some Southern music, because he's a Yankee too.
Vocal percussion.
Vocal percussion? You gonna do some?
Yeah.
You?
You? What?
Me?
Yes. We don't even know what we're gonna do. So I'm gonna say something, tabla words, and then we'll start playing. Tatakajina. 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 Tatakajina.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks again. Thank you. Sandeep Burman.